Jesus will give us power to overcome, October 7. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Satan is wrestling and battling for our souls. He casts his hellish shadow right athwart our pathway. Look away from his power to the one that is mighty to save to the utmost. Why doesn't your faith plow through the shadow to where Christ is? He has led captivity captive and given gifts unto his followers. He will teach you that Satan claims every soul that does not join with him as his property. Satan is the author of death. What did Christ do after he brought Satan under the dominion of death? The very last words of Christ while expiring on the cross were, "It is finished." The devil saw that he had overdone himself. Christ by dying accomplished the death of Satan and brought immortality to light. And after Christ came up from the resurrection, what did he do? He grasped his power and held his scepter. He opened the graves and brought up the multitude of captives, testifying to everyone in our world, and in creation, that he had the power over death and that he rescued the captives of death. Not all who believed in Jesus were brought to life at that time. It was only a specimen of what would be, that we may know that death and the grave are not to hold the captives, because Christ took them to heaven. And when he comes again with power and great glory, he will open the graves. Again the prison house will be opened, and the dead will come forth to a glorious immortality. Here are the trophies that Christ took up with him and presented to the universe of heaven and the worlds that God had created. Any affection that they ever had for Lucifer, who was the covering cherub, is now destroyed. God gave him a chance to work out his character. If he had not done this, there might have been those who felt the accusation he, Lucifer, brought against God, that he didn't give him a fair chance, was justified. The Prince of Life and the Prince of Darkness were in conflict. The Prince of Life prevailed, but at an infinite cost. His triumph is our salvation. Did not our Savior have something to overcome? Did he not keep up the battle with the Prince of Darkness until he was a victor on every point? Then he left the work right in the hands of his followers. We have something to do.